This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on Palm Sunday, March 24th, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
They approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'"
They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied to a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their coats on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields.
Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
"Hosanna, or crucify him." This morning we heard the girls read very well for us. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy palm branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we greet you this day with shouts and songs. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Here at St Paul's, we've been journeying with Jesus on the way of the cross throughout the season of Lent. So it was most appropriate, I think, that we started our worship service, and we often start our Palm Sunday worship services coming in, led by the children, and thank you again to all of the children who were involved, and our beloved donkey. And this is us, isn't it, I've learnt at St Paul's. Palm Sunday and the donkey certainly go together. A wonderful procession. And with it, you know, we who know this story well, and those of you who might be new to us to see this donkey in action, we raise our voices, don't we? We sing our hosannas in procession. That's the journey that we make at that point on the way of the cross. And I remember when I first came to St Paul's, I heard that we're a singing church. We lift up our voices in thanksgiving and praise. And today, we do that with extra reason, as I mentioned in the announcements, that we're welcoming some people who are new to us today, and what a joy that is. Raised voices on Palm Sunday can be part of the journey. We raise our voices in God-pleasing ways, like the crowds on that first Palm Sunday. And I sometimes wonder, I don't know about you, I sometimes wonder that as we're there in the crowd, as we're there together today, does Jesus hear me? I wonder if Jesus can pick me and my voice out in the crowd on this Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is also known, though, sometimes as Passion Sunday. And so it has another set of voices that come to us as well. As we enter this Holy Week, as we stand on its edge, we also hear the story of Jesus' passion, of his sacrifice, of his love for us, and the voices of those around him on the way of the cross at that point, as we heard in Mark's Gospel today. And again, I don't know about you, but as you hear those voices, how different they are and how different they seem to those of Palm Sunday. Mark's Gospel is a short, punchy Gospel. Mark moves on, just like, you know, donkey moved in a good pace down the aisle today. Mark moves from story to story. Not much detail, it seems, except when we get to this point. About a third of the whole of Mark's Gospel is given over to the events that we're starting to hear about today. There are the hosannas. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we, with our voices, join them. And then we hear the sharp contrast, the barbed, spiteful contrast, it seems to me sometimes. Some of the things that Mark tells us are those stories of the false testimony, of the fake witnesses when Jesus is brought before the Sanhedrin. There is condemning mockery in that place as well. Prophesy, they say to Jesus. And then we hear the mockery in the Gospel reading today as we get to the place of the cross from the crowds who are there. And it seems to me that the loudest voice, as Mark witnesses to it, comes from the crowd. Crucify him. Crucify him, they go. Here, as we follow Jesus on the way of the cross into Jerusalem, the contrast stands out. This contrast cracks out, it seems to me. The cries of Hosanna and praise and thanksgiving give way to those who would betray him and send him to be crucified. Where are you in the crowd? Where do you stand? By your witness, what does your voice say? Now, of course, as followers of Jesus, as a Christian, we might very quickly come to our own defence. Surely not I. And surely not I would be my response too. And I'm a pastor, after all. It wouldn't be me that would say those things. But just let today be a day of some reflection. Maybe just stop for a moment and dig a little deeper. I had opportunity to do that, and thank you for this gift, when I had some extended leave, rest and refreshment leave. I had opportunity to reflect deeply. And we don't always, in our fast-moving, sort of Mark Gospel-y, fast-moving world, get an opportunity to do that. But as I reflected more and more that it seems that the witness of Scripture is that God creates us to be people of praise, who bring our thanksgiving. People of joy. A number of us have been doing a journey through the Wednesdays of Lent in the book of Philippians, asking, what does this story tell us about community? And one of the major themes in the book of Philippians is a theme of joy. We are made to be people of joy, of our joy, yes, but also of God's joy over us as people who follow Jesus. But I reflected quite deeply that sometimes, maybe way too often, my words, my communications, the lack of my words and communicating often convey something very, very different. Paul writes to the Romans, why do I do what I don't want to do? And I think of my own words, or my lack of them, which crucify my Lord by their hurt, by the lack of love for the other. That original sin still seems to want to have its way and cling hard to my life, it seems. And my attitudes, my words, my actions betray the one I confess as my Lord. How about you? Does Jesus hear me today, I wonder? Does he hear you and me in the times when our words betray him, betray our faith, and send him to a cross? I find it a very uncomfortable space. You know, we sometimes begin our confession of sins in our worship, hearing the words, in the presence of God who searches the heart. Jesus not only hears me, I reckon, but he knows my heart. He knows our very cause, our very beings. What will become of us? Paul says, wretched human that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? And Jesus goes on. Jesus goes on to the cross. And with Paul, then, we can find our right voices. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus keeps going for Paul, for me, for you, for all of us, for the world. Jesus will not give up on this mission to go to the cross because he loves you and me just so much that he loves us to death. He goes silently, he goes resolutely, he goes lovingly to that cross, the place that I should be. So I encourage you this day not only to raise your voices, but to listen. To listen to Jesus say, Father, forgive. To listen this day when the mission for you and me is done. It is finished, Jesus says. The power of sin, the power of death, the power of the evil one is overcome here in me. We sing on Palm Sunday, Hosanna. Hosanna, it means literally, Lord, save us. Lord, save us, we pray. They are the very best words. And that's what Jesus does. It's here, dear friends in Christ, here at the place of the cross, that we learn how to welcome and that our voices, our hearts, our lives are transformed. So welcome to St. Paul's and welcome to Holy Week. Maybe this week consider by your witness, by your words and by your actions, by your attitudes, how you will point people to the place of Jesus and his cross. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts, dear Lord, be acceptable and pleasing to you. Amen.